Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Adam Four Ventures, the podcast where we dive into the latest strategies, tools, and trends to help you crush it in the world of e-commerce, softwares, and real estate. I'm Adam, your host and owner of an email marketing agency, and today we're talking about something every business owner needs to get right: personalization. If you want to create better customer relationships and boost sales, you're in the right place. Let's kick off with a scenario. Picture this. You walk into your favorite local shop, and the staff greets you by name. They know your preferences and suggest new items you'll love, and the whole experience feels personal and tailored. Feels great, right? Compare that to walking into a big box store where you're just another customer. No connection, no personal touch. The same thing happens online. Which emails stand out to you in your inbox? The generic ones, or the ones that feel like they were written just for you? We're naturally drawn to the brands that pay attention to us as individuals. And today, that level of personalization is not just appreciated, it's expected. 80% of consumers now demand personalized experiences from brands. The businesses that meet these expectations are the ones that will thrive in today's digital world. Now, let's dig into why this matters so much for your bottom line. According to a recent study, 75% of global consumers are happy to share their data if they get a personalized experience in return. Think about that. Your customers are giving you their data in exchange for better personalization. And when you get it right, the impact is huge. Personalization drives more engagement, better click-through rates, and ultimately, more sales. It's not just about making your customers feel good. It's about boosting revenue. Personalized email campaigns can lead to a 39% increase in sales compared to generic ones. Here's where many businesses still trip up. Traditional email personalization might include basic factors like location or past purchases. While helpful, it's often too shallow to truly connect. Just because a customer bought sneakers once doesn't mean they're interested in every shoe you sell. Enter AI-powered personalization. AI doesn't just look at what a customer bought in the past. It analyzes real-time behaviors, what they're browsing, what they're clicking, and even when they're most likely to engage. That's next-level personalization. With AI, you can send an email to a customer who's been eyeing those new sneakers, offering a discount at the exact moment they're most likely to buy. It's no longer a guess, it's a data-driven strategy. And yet, here's a common mistake to avoid. Over-personalization. If you cross the line and make it feel like you know too much about your customer, it can backfire. Customers appreciate relevance, but they don't want to feel like they're being watched too closely. Keep it smart, but don't make it creepy. Let's talk more about AI. It's the engine that's powering some of the most successful personalized marketing campaigns today. AI helps segment your audience with precision, send emails at optimal times, and even predict what products your customers might want next. For example, AI-powered tools have boosted customer engagement by 55% for businesses in 2024. It can also cut marketing costs by 37%, automating repetitive tasks so you can focus on strategy and creativity. But one mistake I see business owners make is focusing only on the tools without understanding the data behind them. AI is only as good as the data you feed it. If your data is outdated or incomplete, the results won't hit the mark. So always make sure your customer data is clean, accurate, and up to date. If you're ready to start harnessing AI for your email marketing, here's how to do it right. Step 1. Collect and analyze customer data. AI thrives on data. Make sure you're gathering valuable info, demographics, purchase history, browsing behavior, and more. Tools like Google Analytics and AI-powered email platforms like Klaviyo are great for this. Step 2. Choose the right AI tools. There are plenty of AI tools out there, but not all of them will be right for your business. Klaviyo is excellent for smaller e-commerce stores, while Amarsys is a powerhouse for larger omnichannel operations. Choose one that fits your current size, but can also grow with you. Step 3. Create and test personalized email campaigns. Start by segmenting your audience into microgroups. Then, use AI to tailor the content for each segment. Don't forget to test your campaigns. A/B testing is your best friend here. Let the data tell you what's working and where you can improve. Here's a mistake to avoid in this process: not testing enough. Testing is crucial to personalization success. Even when something works, there's always room for optimization. Use AI to constantly refine your campaigns based on real-time data. With all this data comes responsibility. Privacy is a hot topic, and you need to make sure you're being transparent with your customers about how their data is used. Stick to GDPR and CCPA guidelines and make it clear that your customers can opt out anytime. This helps build trust, which is essential for long-term success. Lastly, while AI can automate a lot, don't forget about the human touch. Personalization isn't just about data and automation. It's about showing your customers you genuinely care about their needs. Mix in some human interaction, like personalized customer service emails, to keep that connection alive. That's it for the first episode of Adam for Ventures. If you find this helpful, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. We'll be covering even more ways to help your e-commerce business thrive through smarter email marketing strategies. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Adam, and this is just the beginning of our journey together.